In 2006, a sudden cardiac arrest victim in Mesquite had just a 3% chance of surviving. But last year, that survival rate was 12%, four times higher. The reason? Paramedics and doctors discovered that instead of first trying to get the patient to a hospital or use mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, the most important immediate treatment was repeated chest compressions. Dr. Ahmed Idris is the director of emergency medicine research at Dallas's UT Southwestern Medical Center and the lead investigator on the study.
The paramedics, they believed that getting the patient to the hospital as quickly as possible was the best thing they could do. And that frequently meant that they would stop doing chest compression in order to get the patient into the ambulance. We put a stop to that in 2006, and we trained our firefighters and paramedics over and over and over again until they were doing the kind of chest compression that we want them to do.
Dr. Idris says the goal is 100 chest compressions per minute. He suggests singing the song Row, Row, Row Your Boat aloud and administering one compression each time you sing a word. Dr. Idris says it's something citizens should know how to do in an emergency.
Call 911 immediately and then start chest compression. And they can do it. All they need to do is put their hands in the middle of the chest and press as hard as they can, about 100 times a minute, and keep going until the paramedics arrive.
Dr. Idris says researchers have seen improved survival rates in many cities where chest compressions are being used. In Dallas, where survival increased 141% over 5 years. In Carrollton, where it jumped 340%. In Irving, where an additional 33% of cardiac arrest patients were kept alive. Dr. Idris says emergency medicine providers are now testing additional techniques with the goal of doubling the improved survival rate in 5 years. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.